Why we may soon be phoning as we fly. Every time we get on a plane, we're asked to either turn off our phones or change them to flight mode. It's for security reasons. But according to the Conversation website, having to turn our phones off on a plane is a service issue, not a safety one. When we speak on our phones in the air, they can cause interference to the aircraft's radios. Pilots can hear this interference in their headphones. It's the same noise you'll be familiar with if you put your mobile too close to a speaker, the Mirror noted. It is not safety critical, but is annoying for sure. Though speaking on a phone during a flight isn't dangerous, from the viewpoint of service, it isn't still a good idea. When we make or receive a call on the ground, we connect to a cell tower that deals with all calls within an 80-kilometer radius. As we move from place to place, we are handed on to different cell towers. As U.S. scientist Sven Bielen explains, for this system to work, there are built-in expectations. There shouldn't be too many handoffs. People shouldn't be traveling faster than car speeds, and phone users should be close to the ground. If we were to make phone calls while we flew, however, none of these expectations would be met. And even worse, our cell phones would stop working. But now things are beginning to change. If we still can't speak during a flight, we can use other phone functions. For example, Airbus A330 of Emirates Airlines has in-flight Wi-Fi to make passengers send and receive short messages in the air. In the future, as Bielen points out, it may be possible for air travelers to make and receive calls freely. The breakthrough could be picocells, which are small cell towers on the plane itself. There would no longer be connections made between phones and the ground, and therefore there would be no danger of disruption to phone service. One day, perhaps, we will be chatting in the air as much as we chat on the ground.